To whom it may concern. When I came to the estate, all was quiet. There was an eerie stillness I'd never felt before. I was there to take charge of the estate only in the sense that I would live and maintain the property, ensure nothing was vandalized. I lived in a coveted area, the kitchen, and for the first few days everything was fine. I would begin my mornings by going through the estate, unlocking every door, and checking the rooms for damage before closing them up again. I would clean the 5 rooms that remained open and then inspect the property from the outside and, if required, maintain the minimal landscaping there was. I had to send an update on the property to the owners by the end of the day and then tuck in for the night. For the most part, I was left to my own devices, which suited me just fine. Then the strange sound started. An out-of-place gust of wind here or there. Then there were the patters, the occasional sounds I heard behind me, but when I turned, nothing. I assumed it was just the usual noises of old houses. Then the whispers started. Very faint at first. I couldn't make out any words. Soon the words started to be audible. I could make out 1 or 2. Sometimes it would be come or please. Then it started being my name. Around then was when I would feel brushes against my skin. They felt very faint to begin with, and then turn into languid caresses along the back of my neck or down my arm. I knew there was something going on. Something more. Something outside of my usual field of perception. Over the weeks, I grew accustomed to the chatter and the touch. I began replying. A strange voice would say, "You're beautiful." And I would say, "You're too kind." When I would feel the touching, I would ask how to touch them. I could only feel cool air. One night, I was in my bedroom, curled up reading, and I felt a depression on the bed and a hand resting on my leg. "It's a good book," I heard the voice say. "Thank you," I replied, reaching my hand out, and I felt their hand under my own. Even though I could not see them, I felt them. Instead of the cool air, it was strangely solid. I moved my fingers on them and felt them do the same. Their hands had this feeling of low-level electricity. It was tantalizing to feel a touch like that. Up and down my arms and legs, they went as I did the same, enjoying every second that passed as we explored through touch. Their hands moved further, and I remembered the tenderness under the low electrical fire I felt. My skin was alive, and it was also thought I was being touched by a warm glow. We kissed out of sensual curiosity, and I closed my eyes and explored them through feeling. I was with them, and they were with me. We continued kissing in our silence, and I pulled my nightgown off. My hand traveled down their arms to their hands, moving their hands to my breast. "You don't have to be lonely," I whispered, before going for another kissing. They gingerly circled my breast and moved their fingertips over my nipples, making them grow hard with arousal. I moaned and breathed, and I heard them do the same when nibbled on their neck and earlobes. They move and I could feel their cool breath on my nipples. It was so good. And then I felt the warmth again, and their fingers danced along my spine as their mouth licked and sucked in my breasts and nipples. We stayed like that for a while, and I felt the wetness of myself trapped in my underwear with nowhere to go, growing colder against me. I wanted them. I had felt their loneliness for so long, and I wanted them to feel me. to be with me until their feelings of isolation went away. We were two creatures of the alone who had found each other. I felt them slowly push me back onto the bed and kissed out my stomach. I felt the warmth again in my navel, and a strangely intimate gesture that reminded me of where I wanted them to be. They moved lower, and I spread my legs as invitation, which they gladly accepted. Moving my panties to the side, I've never felt anything like that before. Cool and warm at the same time with that low electricity. Immediately, I felt myself slide into that calm, pleasurable feeling I knew so well. This time, there was a guest present. They had abilities beyond my understanding. Just a single touch sent my nerves dancing. I was twitching and moaning before they had even gotten started. My hands rested on them and my pelvis moved up to them as I felt them curling inside of me, moving along my labia and tantalizing my clit. It was true pleasure and enjoyment that they were bringing me. My moans deepened and I felt them grow more urgent with their actions, instantly responding with everything I was silent calling out for. It was an overwhelming symphony of my own pleasure as they conducted me to my climax. I came with a force I hadn't felt before, and my brain only knew the flood of ecstatic ecstasy that was being brought to me. I moaned and I screamed for them, and they never stopped. A hand pressed lightly on my belly, and I felt everything with more intensity than I thought possible. It was indescribably wonderful. I lost count of the climaxes, the times I screamed, and the time I heard, "Thank you." It came again and again, till I could no longer move or speak. And then I felt a tender gentleness I had not expected. The kissing back up me to my lips and the explosion of warm fire that we then shared. "Stay with me," I said, and I felt them settle in beside me. The blankets were pulled up and around us and we tangled ourselves together. That was the soundest sleep I have ever had. Over the following weeks, my apparitional lover joined me on my chores and through my daily activities. There was more sex and exploration. Eventually, we discovered how I could bring them to the same pleasure they brought me. It was a wonderful summer I spent at the estate that I have no regrets about. It was a beautiful and wonderful experience. My time at the estate has sadly come to a close. Once I asked the owner about previous occupants, my contract was terminated. I leave this letter for you, the new caretaker. Be kind to my friendly apparition. They will take care of you in ways that you can only dream. Sincerely, the caretaker.